Hello and welcome to Ruddington Baptist Church's Midweek Reflection. My name is Jill Reedman and I'd like to share some thoughts on the first few verses of Matthew chapter 18, which read, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, 'Truly, I say unto you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.'" I've read this passage several times over the years, and more recently I feel I've gained a better idea of what Jesus means about being humble like a child. When you're trying to gain a better understanding of Scripture, it's always helpful to think about the context. I think this incident is towards the end of Jesus' ministry. The disciples had heard Jesus speak on several occasions about the kingdom of heaven, but here they're still showing a lack of understanding. It appears that they've been debating which one of them will be in charge in the new order. Jesus may well have been disappointed that they were so concerned about their individual positions in his new kingdom. They had probably approached him expecting to be appointed to their individual positions in the hierarchy. But instead, Jesus challenges them, warning that if they do not become more like the little child, there'll be no place for them in his kingdom. Let's consider then what it might mean to humble oneself like a child. Young children, by their very nature, are humble. They have no concept of status or wealth. They are completely open, honest, and trusting. Little children are alert, curious, and keen to learn. Life is simple for them. As long as their basic needs are met for food, sleep, and love, then they're happy. I've been very fortunate in recent weeks to spend a lot of time with my young grandchildren, Samuel, who is 14 months old, and Heidi, who's 15 months. It was so hard not being able to spend time with them during the long period of strict lockdown. I cherish every moment with them even more now. I've relished seeing the world through their eyes, watching their reactions and seeing them develop. This has made me appreciate more what Jesus means by becoming like a child. Heidi and Samuel are completely spontaneous and unself-conscious. When we visit Rushcliffe Country Park, Samuel cannot contain his joy. As we wheel him up the path in his pushchair and he sees trees, birds and dogs, his little arms and legs start flapping and he shouts out with enthusiasm. Imagine if our praise and worship was so unself-conscious and full of joy. Heidi loves the country park too. She waves, smiles and says hi to everyone she sees. And I do mean everyone, dogs and ducks too. She's so sweet. Such generosity of spirit brightens everyone's day. Imagine if everyone was like that, showing love and compassion without prejudice. Children are completely reliant on others to take care of them. They accept this dependence and trust that they will be kept safe and provided for. They don't worry about anything. I think our Father in heaven wants us to enjoy the same freedom and assurance, to trust in him just like a toddler trusts their mummy and daddy. I feel so blessed being a grandma. It makes me feel so good when they lift up their arms for me to pick them up. And listening to them chuckling is just the best sound ever. I believe that the Lord God takes the same delight in us. And if we can keep a simple faith, trusting in him and relying on him, we will be following Jesus' teaching. Lift up your arms to our Father in heaven. You are a child of God. He loves you and wants to hold you in his care.